And welcome to the fourth video podcast of 2012. I'm your host, Colin Receiver. And on today's episode, we're going to cover the very important topic of why your patients aren't buying your services, what it is that makes them buy, what that trigger is, and how to get them to move forward and pull the trigger with case acceptance. So, quick story on how we actually got on this topic. We were at a client's last week doing a video shoot, and as we were shooting the testimonials and interviewing the patients, the doctor made a remark that our testimonials seemed like they were so much more powerful than the ones that he had captured in the past. This was, you know, a pretty savvy marketing dentist who had already had accumulated a lot of testimonials, and he, you know, that was a flattering comment to hear him have say about us. So, you know, we went on through our process. We didn't really, think too much about our interview style or the kinds of questions we asked. But when we got back to the studio, we looked at his testimonials and looked at ours, and we kind of broke it down into the individual elements to figure out, you know, what it really was that made him think ours were so much better. And what we came up with was a formula for capturing testimonials. And we really call them the reverse testimonial. And I'm going to explain why the reverse testimonial is so much more powerful for convincing your prospects to move forward with case acceptance. So if you haven't listened in before, I'm Colin Receiver. I'm a speaker, author, written a few books. You can find on our website. I've been a columnist in several dental publications over the years. And I'm also the head chief at Smartbox Web Marketing, where, simply put, we help dentists find more qualified new patients in the dental niches that they want to promote, that they have advanced clinical training in. So the purpose of these podcasts is to educate you about dental marketing so that you can make an informed decision about what's best for your practice in this new dental economy. So, you know, let's jump right in to our three points that we're going to cover today, dealing with human emotion and the human psyche when presenting a case and moving forward with case acceptance. Number one is, why aren't your patients buying your services? The second element we're going to cover is, we're going to get inside that prospect's head, that patient's head, and we're going to show you what makes them pull the trigger. When are they ready, and how do you get to the patient to that point to make them ready to pull the trigger? And three, we're going to discuss overcoming objections, and not just how to overcome objections, but how to overcome the objections before the prospect even objects. And I'm going to show you why it's so important that you address and overcome the various walls that patients put up before they ever put them up. You know, when you're thinking about life and everything in general, I think one of the best things in life is having a patient or having a client that appreciates the depth of your work. You know, having a client list, a patient list that isn't haggling you about your prices, you know, expecting you to do something for nothing. Patients that understand that, you know, you have a life other than in the dental practice, a family that also needs tended to. You know, we're all looking for a certain type of patient. You know, a patient that we can call a friend, a patient that understands and appreciates the amount of clinical training, the continuing education, the effort and desire that we all put into our profession to be the best that we possibly can be. And to have a patient that can appreciate and recognize that is very important. So, with that in mind, let's jump right in and talk about why patients don't buy your services. You know, we all know the scenario. You get the patient in the consult room, you tell them about the procedure, you tell them about how great they can help you, and they give you the line of, well, I think it's a little too expensive for us, or I'm going to have to think about it, or I have to talk to my husband. You know, whatever the line is, there's two ways that you thin out the herd to get people to move forward with case acceptance. There's two phases. The first, sorry about the tunnel. The first is a pre-qualification. And a pre-qualification is making sure that they understand the types of services you provide before they ever come into your office. And the second one is once they're in your office, addressing the concerns during the consultation, going through your case presentation, and moving into case acceptance. So we're going to cover the pre-qualification aspect next week. Today, we're just going to stick with you know, what's going on in their heads when they're actually in the consult room. And you know, you go through all your presentation and the pricing and the options. And you know, patients, they have all kinds of risks not to move forward. They've got a bucket list in their head of reasons not to go forward. You know, risk of being hurt, risk of being taken advantage of, risk of the dentistry that you're going to do not being right for them, risk of you doing bad dentistry in their mouth that they have to have redone by another dentist down the road. And you know, just quite frankly, risk of the unknown. You know, a patient knows exactly where they're at right now. They can't chew. You know, they don't like their smile. They wish they had a wider smile. You're asking them to make a decision to move and trust you past the unknown and into paying for your services. And that's always a risk. And in order to get your patients, your prospect, to say yes, you don't just have to remove the risk. You have to reduce the risk to negative 100. You have to remove every objection. You have to remove all the risk and make it completely safe for that patient to trust you and to move forward with treatment. And once you make it extremely safe for them, you address all their concerns, all their objections. Only then will they move forward with treatment. And we'll cover more about how you do this in the later stages of this podcast. But what is it that makes them pull the trigger? You know, once you've reduced the risk, what is the catalyst that makes them decide, hey, yes, I want to do this? And you know, we're not talking about a $75 prophy, excuse me, a $75 teeth cleaning or a prophy here. We're not even talking about $100 teeth whitening. Patients are going to make decisions on those. You know, that's very disposable income. What we're talking about here is the 4- and 5-figure cases. You know, extensive cosmetic dentistry, crown and bridge work, dental implants, you know, very deep disability. Restorative type cases, the larger transactional value items in dentistry. You know, just like you and I wouldn't run out and buy a car or a house even without doing any research, and we just run out and buy it the first one we see, your patient isn't going to walk into your office and pull the trigger and buy from you the first time they come in. So this is all about building a level of trust with them, developing a relationship, and reducing the risk and offering a method that makes it safe for them to be treated. So let's jump inside their head and understand the triggers that makes your patient buy. You know, two of the biggest triggers in your prospect's minds are risk. You know, can he really do what he says? And you know, if it doesn't go right, will he make it right? Of course, there's price and other objections. which are a lot easier to overcome. But there's two very simple ways to overcome most objections in a prospect's mind, and that is with the case study and with a method called risk reversal. You know, remember, negative downside always, always overpowers positive upside in the minds of a patient every day a week and twice on Sunday. And what I mean by that is telling your patient that if they don't get this procedure done, they are going to continue to lose bone and they're not going to be able to chew for the rest of their life is a lot more powerful than telling a patient, look at this beautiful new smile that we're going to give you. And your marketing and your website, you know, you have to have a problem in order to have a solution. The beautiful new smile that you can chew with is the solution. But you can't just offer up the solution. You have to agitate the problem first. So, you know, when you're talking to a prospect, when you're going through your case presentation, and even before the case presentation, your marketing, you need to be agitating the problem, reminding them of the pain of why they are seeking you out in the first place. And that's very, very important to building the solution and showing them how you are the best guy for them to go to. So I got off kind of on a tangent there. You know, your website and your marketing has to be removing objections. You can't just expect to post some before and after pictures and expect them to choose you by the quality or the credentials of your work. You know, those things are important, but you know, marketing isn't about being logical, and your patients' buying decisions aren't about being logical. The majority of the buying decision is emotional. You know, you want that and you go buy it. You like that shiny new red Corvette, you go buy it. Oftentimes we will justify our emotion with logic and say, oh yeah, well that Corvette, hey, it gets 31 miles a gallon on the highway. That'll be great to drive to work. But, you know, you just bought a $55,000 car. Is that the most logical thing to do, or would you have been better off with a Honda Hybrid if you're going to be driving a lot on your way to work? You know. So anyway, we often justify emotion with logic, but the buying decision itself is emotional. So you're not going to win over these prospects simply by giving them logical reasons for them to come to you. You have to be stimulating their emotions. You have to be agitating the problem, the reason why they're there. And, you know, as I mentioned before, you must overcome their objection before they ever mention it. Once the prospect builds that brick wall in front of you and puts up the objection, your chances are reduced significantly of closing that case. You know, once they say, I'd like to think about it, now to overcome that, you look like the desperate used car salesman trying to come back with a number of tactics to get yourself back in front of them, to show them how great and how right their decision is made. And then, you know, it just all goes downhill from there. So these objections have to be overcome. And not just because if you don't ever overcome them, you look desperate. But when you overcome an objection before they object, a prospect feels as if you're empathizing with them. You know, imagine, let's go back to that new car decision. And imagine you're sitting there in that chair and you have your salesman in front of you and you're discussing buying that shiny new red Corvette. And personally, I'm not a Corvette fan. I'm more of a Ford guy myself. But Corvettes are nice cars, there's no doubt. So you're sitting there with that Corvette salesman. And, you know, if he waits for you to say, it's a little more money than I wanted to spend, now he's fighting an uphill battle to come around. Whereas if before you ever mention that price is an issue, the salesman says, It's an expensive car, no doubt. But it gets 30 miles on the highway, 30 miles a gallon on the highway. It'll run for 150,000 miles with no problems, and the trade-in value's great. You know, these things hold their value incredibly. He has just overcome your price objection. He looks like you feel like he's empathizing with you because he is being empathetic to your concerns and your needs. And now he has moved you past the price objection. You know, at that point, you're either stuck with making a decision to buy or presenting a different objection. And that's why it's so important to overcome objections before the patient brings it up at all. You know, a lot of dentists, when it comes to overcoming objections and being confrontational, as I've heard it called before, many dentists simply don't overcome the objections because they think maybe they can avoid it and the patient, the prospect, won't bring it up, which is not the case. It's going through your patient's mind, no matter what you think. The objections are there in your patient's mind. And another big reason why a lot of dentists avoid addressing the objections is they simply haven't thought up the answers in advance. You know, your prospects and patients have the same objections over and over and over again. And as you begin to listen, as you begin to address these objections, your answers will become more refined. You'll come up with very good risk reversal methods to show the patient, this all on four, it's a lot of money, but it's an investment that'll last you for the rest of your life. This $20,000, imagine it being amortized over the rest of your life, the next 30 years of your life, that you're going to be able to chew and you're going to be able to eat in public without fear of your dentures popping out. You're going to be able to bite into that apple. See, what I did right there was I took their objection, I overcame the price objection, and then I also went right back to the pain of why they came here in the first place. They can't chew. They're embarrassed in public because, you know, they might get something under their denture and they have to excuse themselves to go to the bathroom. So you always want to be taking them back to that pain when you're going through the case presentation. And if you don't beat them to the punch, as I've said a couple times before, but I'm going to say it again because this is very important. If you don't beat them to the punch of addressing their objection before they present it, they're putting the brakes on. They're building that wall. Addressing the objection before they ever present it, it allows you to build empathy, build a rapport with them, and then allows you to easily overcome whatever problems they have with moving forward with treatment. So we've discussed kind of the general concepts behind risk reversal and the case study, but how do you start to put all this into action? A very easy way is by using powerful testimonials. Now, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned the reverse testimonial, and I'm going to tell you all about that in just a minute. But I want to cover a little bit of basics on testimonials because, you know, the background is just as important as some of the more advanced techniques. A lot of dentists see testimonials as just kind of a nice-to-have thing on your website and your marketing material. And, you know, they're a whole lot more than that. Testimonials are something that is vitally significant to your happiness and success, because they do things for your practice that you will never be able to do. And by that I mean, you can't say to a patient, "I'm the greatest dentist in the world, I won't hurt you a bit, you won't feel any pain and your teeth will be beautiful when you're done." If you said that to a prospect, they'd look at you like you had a third eye growing out of the middle of your forehead. and they would probably think you're the most arrogant guy in the world. But when you get a testimonial and you get a patient that smiles ear to ear with her beautiful new smile you just did, and she says that about you, and the sincerity just oozes out of her as she's saying how great you are, now you've got a winner. And, you know, a testimonial properly designed will overcome the risks and objections that your prospects have. And then and only then, your prospects will be able to make the decision, pull the trigger, and buy from you. And, you know, a good, properly structured testimonial is about so much more than just how great you are. You know, of course, that is the very basic information that you want a prospect to glean from a testimonial is you're the man, you are the greatest dentist. But there's a lot of other elements that you need to be including to remove risk, overcome objections in your testimonials. And you know, you've probably seen me talking about the magic mirror before. Testimonials are like a magic mirror. You know, you get on your patient's side, you empathize with them, you identify their concerns, and you overcome them. And when the patient looks into the mirror, when they look at you and they feel like you've done that, and they can see themselves in the magic mirror, and all their objections have been overcome, they jump into the magic mirror and they buy from you. You know, these overcoming these objections, these risks, you know, everything from price to fear of pain to fear of being taken advantage of, you know, all of these risks, there's many different ones that you should have answers on the tip of your tongue for to overcome, because you know, most doctors, when they're going in for a big case presentation, they have an application process that the patient goes through. So the doctor understands, hey, this person's fearful, this person has money issues, this person had a bad experience before. You always have an idea of the pain going in. You know, it's important that you develop these answers to objections and that you have them prepared in advance in your head. Like I said, most dentists don't work to overcome objections because they just simply haven't thought of the answers. They haven't realized the importance of that aspects in case presentation. Feeling is everything when you're selling dentistry. They have to feel like you're empathizing with them and that you understand their fear, you understand their concerns, and you're on their side. So, how do you do this? How do you accomplish all this? Like I told you in the beginning, the reverse testimonial. So, you know, everybody knows what the regular testimonial looks like. The reverse testimonial appeals to your prospect's skepticism. By starting your testimonial out with skepticism, with a doubt, with a problem, you're instantly grabbing their attention and you're pulling in your viewer. The reverse testimonial, you know, you want your patient to express the problem, to express their skepticism that they had with you when they first walked into your office and began working with you. And by doing this, it's the magic mirror effect. Your prospects watch that testimonial. They go, oh yeah, I'm not the only guy in the world that's thought, yeah, been very scared of fear, or thought, yeah, these dentists might take advantage of me. You know, this guy that did this video thought that too. But, and here's the kicker, now you overcome that objection. So let me give you an example. It's kind of hard to explain in words, impromptu like this, what's going on. So let me give you an example. Our brain has a natural doubt. And it wants to have that well-rounded feeling and balance. So here's the typical testimonial that we see. Hi, my name's Colin. I went to see Dr. Smith because I couldn't chew my food anymore. And Dr. Smith recommended I do dental implants, and he promised me it wouldn't hurt. And after the procedure was done, everything was great and nothing hurt, and now I can chew my food again. I would recommend Dr. Smith to anybody who had problems chewing their food. Okay, so that was pretty good. If you can get a patient to say that, you're in pretty good shape. But let me give you an example of a reverse testimonial, and you can judge for yourself how much more powerful it is. Hi, I'm Colin. When I first came to see Dr. Smith, I had serious doubts that he could ever help me chew again. And, you know, when I was a child, I had a very traumatic dental experience, and I just had a real fear of the dentist ever since. I haven't been to the dentist actually in 27 years, which led to some of the problems that I'm having in my mouth today. I've been to several specialists over the past few years, and none of them have been able to help me. You know, they've all done something here or something there, but I've never been able to chew again. I've had several sets of dentures. Nobody has ever been able to help me with my mouth. So when I first met Dr. Smith, I was really skeptical. You know, I had seen many specialists before, and I was really skeptical as to if there was anything that he could really do to help me. But I have to say that after meeting with him and going through a consultation, I was really impressed with his knowledge, with his expertise, and with what he was able to show me he would be able to do. He presented me with several options and allowed me to choose the best one that fit within my budget and within my needs. And, you know, frankly, I didn't believe that a dental experience could be painless, because I had a really bad experience in my childhood. But after going through the process with Dr. Smith, I have to tell you, it is actually true. It is painless, and I've been able to chew my food. I haven't been able to chew in the past 28 years. I haven't been able to bite into a steak in 20 years, and after getting dental implants with Dr. Smith, I can chew again. Anybody who has problems with their dentures or is skeptical about this, I would highly advise you to go talk to Dr. Smith and see what options might be available to you. Dr. Smith delivered everything he promised and more. So, a little bit long-winded, but you get the idea. When you express the criticism, the skepticism, you express a doubt. When your testimonial subject goes through the regular thoughts in their head that they went through as they were making the buying decision with you originally, you begin to develop marketing tools, these testimonials, that overcome the same objections and using the same kind of risk reversal that new prospects have going on in their head as well. And that's, simply put, why reverse testimonials are the most powerful way to quickly eliminate risk to your prospects. And, you know, basically what it comes down to is it's talking all about you. The whole thing is about how great you are, but you're not saying it. Somebody else is. And, you know, that makes a huge difference, because now it makes it believable. You know, now it's from a trusted source, and it's removing all the doubt, all of the risk, all of the objections in your prospects' minds. You know, the testimonial by itself is great, but the reverse testimonial is just like a superhuman a type of effect that it makes on a prospect. So, you know, that's what we're about here at SmartBox, is taking your marketing from ordinary to superhero. making you the man in your community, in your local market, in the niches that you want to promote. So that really ties it up for this week's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe below right now to get next week's podcast update. Video podcast, audio podcast, whatever it is. You can download this podcast above in an MP3 file to play on your iTunes or Apple products. Or you can come back next week and watch another video. Also, if you need help building reverse testimonials for your practice with your patients, feel free to give us a call. So until next week, keep moving forward.